food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Why should we care whether food has been genetically modified or not? Seems silly? Well, I'm here to tell you it's not. Our guest, Melissa Diane Smith, author of Going Against GMOs, is here in our Family Food Experts Kitchen to give you the unadulterated, much-needed truth. Melissa, let's just start with the beginning. What is the difference between GMO and non-GMO food?
Sure. GMOs are genetically modified organisms. The easy way to describe them is they're laboratory-created food imposters. Engineers insert genes from one living thing into the DNA of an unrelated living thing to create a genetically modified organism that would never occur in nature. So they look like real food, but they're very, very different on the inside. And as I mentioned, most of them are engineered to either tolerate repeated spraying of chemical herbicide or to produce their own insecticide.
Wow, that's just plain scary to me, and I don't understand how we can just get away with it. But let's not focus on that and get to the health risks that these GMO foods are posing to us. What is the number one health risk we should be concerned about?
Well, I think it's health risk. And recent survey shows that 71% of people who are currently avoiding GMOs are doing so because they're concerned on their health. We know from animal research that animals that eat genetically modified foods develop serious health problems, including infertility, immune system problems, gastrointestinal problems, changes in their organs, and even tumors. I mean, it's alarming. Plus, we know that ranchers and veterinarians have seen dramatic health improvements when they switch animals from GMO to non-GMO feed. And then, as I mentioned, people such as my client Marcia are coming forward with their own stories of dramatic health improvements from removing GMO foods. And some parents, like moms in the group called Moms Across America, who are really aware of this situation, are reporting dramatic improvements in their kids' health too when they switch over to organic diets, and that's one easy way of taking GMOs out of the diet.
Okay,
well, what you're saying basically means that we are messing with the entire ecosystem of the planet by having these genetically modified organisms. And so taking everything off balance, am I hearing that right? It basically is impacting everything around us?
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't know for sure. It's all kind of an uncontrolled experiment. But we do know, for example, that genetically engineering foods is not as precise technology as engineers and companies would like us to believe. I mean, even the FDA's own scientists warned that it could lead to unexpected, hard-to-detect side effects that could adversely affect health. But those concerns weren't acted upon. Instead, genetically modified foods were fast-tracked onto the market without safety tests in this country. But in other countries, genetically modified foods are either clearly labeled or they're banned. So, yes, we're in an experiment, and our world is in an experiment. We know that the pesticides that go hand-in-hand with the GMOs on the market are harmful wildlife. The herbicide that is sprayed in large amounts on most genetically modified foods kills milkweed. That's the primary food for monarch butterflies, which is endangering them. It also kills or harms fish and is deadly to frogs. We know that a certain type of pesticide that's used in higher amounts on genetically modified corn is implicated in colony collapse disorder. That's the condition in which so many bees are disappearing, that colonies of bees can't be maintained. So this is a cause for great concern because bees pollinate approximately one-third of the foods we eat.
Wow. And I also grow concerned about the plants itself. Corn, for example, as far as my understanding goes, the vast majority of corn planted in the U.S. is genetically modified. So is that the trend we're seeing, that these are pushing out the non-GMO, and so plants are also at risk basically from extinction?
Well, yeah, I mean, GMOs can't really be contained, and their pollen and or seeds spread through wind drifts, and they contaminate both non-GMO and organic food crops. So the greater the number of foods that become genetically modified, the more difficult it becomes to protect the integrity of real foods. As a nutritionist who's, you know, trying to advise clients on how to use real food to help heal health, I'm very, very concerned about our more and more of our food, the integrity of our foods being threatened.
Oh my gosh, Melissa, we haven't got a whole, we maybe have 30 seconds left. Could you just give us a little hope in what we can do to, at least for ourselves in this situation, to deal with this?
Well, yeah, I mean, the best thing is get educated and learn how to be a savvy non-GMO shopper. And, you know, I think that's what we're going to talk about coming up here. That's exactly what I wrote the book for. We consumers are still king. You know, we can change this situation with our purchases. And I think that's what more and more people are deciding to do, because the situation is not pleasant when you learn the facts about GMOs.
You're so right. And having the information on hand is what makes us powerful to make those decisions. And you're correct in also saying we do have the power with our wallets to vote what we want and what we don't want. And if more of us are informed and better equipped to make the decisions, then we can help encourage the marketing of the foods that are non-GMO, and hopefully with time push out the GMO. But you know, tell us about, you mentioned the book that you wrote. Can you tell us about your book?
Yes, it's called Going Against GMOs, and you can find more information at goingagainstgmos.com. You can read the introduction there, see the table of contents. It has recipes, all kinds of tips. I really made it to be an easy-to-understand consumer's guide on the topic.
Oh, and I think that is the most important part of information you just said, because a lot of people are confused by the word genetically modified organism as it is. So I thank you for making that book something that consumers can read and understand and be able to apply to their everyday life, because I think that's what's important. This information is very scary. It can be very intimidating. And as parents and as family members, we want to protect our families, and we want to be able to use that information every day with everything we're doing. So thank you so much for writing that book and for being with us here today. And do you have any last thought you want to share with us in 30 seconds about GMO?
Well, yes. Yeah, so two very important things are to try to choose organic foods and foods labeled non-GMO Project Verified. You'll see those seals increasingly on foods. Also, to emphasize vegetables. Go against the grain and avoid those packaged processed foods and emphasize vegetables. But again, all of those details are covered in my book.
Sounds great. So thank you, everybody. Eat well and stay well.